Stop 7. Radiomuseum Duisburg, Café Leuchtturm. On Bergius Street, we stop in front of the sign of the Radiomuseum Duisburg. A former gym in the back courtyard now tells the story of radio technology and the passion for collecting. Inside the museum, sturdy wooden shelves display massive radio sets from the 1920s and 30s. Each object is lovingly labeled by name, year of manufacture, and technical features. A very knowledgeable Herr Strutt leads us through the overflowing exhibition space.
Wir sind hier im Radiomuseum Duisburg. Ich bin ein Mitglied des Vereins, in dessen Trägerschaft.
We are here at the Radiomuseum Duisburg. And I'm a member of the association which runs the museum. I've been a member for 15 years. The Radio Museum moved in here about a year ago. It's a non-profit association which has about 60 members. The city of Duisburg provides the space for very reasonable rent. We have all different kinds of members, but all of us are united by the love of old radios. Be it the design or the technology or the historical background. We start our collection with 1920 to 23 with the first radios that were built then. Our collection ends around the 60s, 70s. From then on, the radios are no longer so unique that we still want to include them here as worth collecting. I've always loved radios and felt they were technical devices even when I was a child. I've spent more time behind radios looking inside than in front of them. In the 1930s, there were already a lot of educational programs on the radio, and thank God this is still the case on the public stations today. That's more or less disconnected from the rest of the technical development here in Duisburg, but it's also been part of people's lives. So, of course, the programs have also adapted a bit to the working world. In the mornings, there were often more instructional or informative programs. And in the afternoon, there was more of a focus on relaxation, of course, so that people didn't fall asleep at work.
Sich auch so ein bisschen auf die Arbeitswelt eingestellt haben und entsprechend platziert wurden. Man hat morgens oft belehrende oder informative Sendungen gehabt und nachmittags mehr so die Entspannung im Auge gehabt, damit man natürlich bei der Arbeit auch nicht einschläft.
Thanks a lot. Our tour continues just across the road. Just opposite the Radio Museum, we see a shop with colorful window displays. The doors always open early in the morning and it smells of coffee inside. All are welcome. Two women in the open kitchen are cutting cabbage and onions. We're at the Café Leuchtturm.
Ja, mein Name ist Ralf Maurer. Ich bin der erste Vorsitzende vom Verein für Jugendhilfe und Soziales.
I'm Ralf Maurer, the first chairman of the Association for Youth Welfare and Social Affairs, and we are here in Duisburg on Bergius Street. We've been here for a year and a half now, and we distribute food three times a week. provide needy and elderly people with lunch, mentor young people, have 4 different employees and also over 15 volunteers. The association was established in 2017. We created the association because we noticed that more and more people, even here in Duisburg, can no longer rely on social justice. And we said to ourselves, then we'll do the food distribution and take care of the homeless. And I think we'll also be going to other parts of the city in the foreseeable future to distribute food.
My name is Susanne Rausch and I'm the second Vorsitzende.
I'm Susanne Rausch and I'm the second chairwoman. I've known the Ruhrort area for 40 years. It's changed. If you look back now, like 30, 35 years ago, you had everything from perfumeries to boutiques to odds and ends shops. Not anymore. Yes, buying power has decreased. Today, a family or family man has to have 2 or 3 jobs to be able to feed the family. And that's probably also the reason for this development. A lot of people come here and just want to talk to us or ask for help from the authorities because they are being treated like second-class citizens. This is a really big thing. You can see how happy people are here. You can see it in their eyes. They thank you 3 or 4 times for a warm meal. You know what you've done, that you've made these people happy with a simple lunch. What's for lunch today? Fish and cucumber salad and mashed potatoes, I think. Who does the cooking? Gitti and our cook Mario, or sometimes I cook, it depends. Everyone likes chicken drumsticks with potato salad or pot roast. So I'd say, so far, the food's been a big hit.
Sag mal, bis jetzt ist das Essen immer ganz gut angekommen.
Thanks a lot. The journey continues now.